Okay, so let me upload this while I'm thinking about it. The reason I upload so much is if it comes to my mind, I just want to, you know, when you speak something, it kind of embeds in your memory, you know, and you want to share it with other people, right? So think about this. I've talked about all this before, but I'm going to try to bring it and narrow it down to very simple terms. Every person is per the sun. So when you look at somebody else, you're looking at a different aspect of yourself. And we're all approaching the source code, which is Jesus. When we see him, we'll be like him. So each person around you is at a different stage. One might be ahead of you. One might be behind you. One might be stagnated, and one might be at the same level as you, which is rare, which is impossible, really, because we're all at different growth stages. You might resonate with somebody this week, but the next year you won't resonate with them. If you're growing, or if they're growing and you're not, you're growing, they're not, the resonant frequency stays in tune as long as you're in touch. You understand what I'm saying? As long as you're in touch with a person, you're quantum connecting, and as long as the communication is back and forth and you're both agreement in truth, you're both growing in truth, right? So you resonate. And this is why a man and woman, the longer they're married, they start to look alike. Well, she starts to look like him mainly is what really was going on. But they start, you can actually see people, their dog starts to look like them, right? So anyway, or their pet, their dog actually start, if a dog's around the owner long enough, the dog actually starts to look like the owner. Now, ain't that crazy? So you know it's true in a marriage. Anyway. See, the more you gaze upon something, the more you become, you know, that's why we're to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher, because what you gaze upon is what you become, right? Now, each person is a per sun, per the sun. So we're actually in a movie. We're in a Turing machine or a turning machine. We're in like a CNC machine. And on the potter's wheel, a CNC machine, you put a piece of wood on a CNC and you make a table leg. So just like a potter's wheel. We're in a potter's wheel. And God is turning us and changing us, but we're not really moving anywhere. We're not really going anywhere. And you know you're not, because Jesus sat on the right hand of God, and we're in him. In him we live and breathe and have our being. So what's happening in front of you? It's kind of like being in an elevator, but it's a big elevator. Elevate. Why do you think they call them elevator? E. L. L goes back to God. E is spirit, V is cut, eight is A-T-E, is eat. Jesus said, eat of my flesh, drink of my blood. So the more you eat of the word, the more you become the word. You're actually in the word. So all around you is the word. You're swimming in the word, you're drinking the word, you're eating the word, everything's a piece cut off from the word, a derivative of the word. So you're actually in the word. You're in the story, you're in the script. So it's a projection from the cross. Everything that happened at Genesis 3 happened at the cross. So Genesis 3, what do you see there? You see the lies that the devil fed Eve, and she believed the lie. Adam was not in the deception. Eve was. So she dropped us down into time. What is time? Time is just the 28-day cycle or the daily cycle where the sun goes, you know, they can debate flat earth, round earth. It doesn't really matter. But the day resets. Your day resets every day. And so you're in a projection like an elevator. And so as you look out, you see the New Age people say, well, karma's going to get you. Yeah. Well, that's no different than reap what you sow, right? What you give out comes back. You reap what you sow. You sow the seed, you get it back. Long story short, What you're in is a holographic projection, and it's a fractal, and each person is interfacing with the other person. But you're both really at source code, but your flesh mind blocks you from seeing the source. Let me say that again. Everybody came from source, but what divides you from the source? The flesh mind. The spirit mind is tied into source. The flesh mind is separated or divided from source. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me cut this heater back on. I'm kind of getting cold in this room. Let me walk back another room. So what's happening? We're changing state. We're moving from state to state to state, from glory to glory to glory. So I just sit down in a chair. Am I really sitting in a chair? Yeah. But is the chair really here? Not really. It is, but it ain't. All creatures have to have a vessel. Think about this for a second. So your body's a ship. It's a water ship. The angels, they have light bodies. They have a vessel. God is a spirit. Jesus took on the form of man, the God-man. He took on the vessel of a man. Now, why do we have a vessel or a ship? Because like I said, you're swimming or floating in the ether of the spirit or the ether of the word. God is a spirit. But if he wanted to manifest pieces cut off, he had to give them vessels. Just like an angel has a light body, you have a clay body. You're made of clay and water and blood. The life is in the blood. The earth is made of what? Clay and water. And the sea has the chemical makeup in the sea. Just Google this. That part of the sea, the chemical makeup, part of it, of the sea, has the same composition as your blood in certain parts of it. So you're actually walking around on an earth that you came from, but at the same time, it's all holographic. And you know it's a simulation because the Bible says there will be new heaven and new earth. And so if it's temporary, it's temporal, then it's a simulation. If it's, there's going to be a new heaven and new, this is going to burn up. So if it's temporary, it's a simulation. And you see, Elijah got called up into Enoch got called up. Paul got called up into the third heaven. There's a spirit realm, almost like right in front of you, but you can't see it because the flesh mind or the clay won't let you see it. But Elijah was able to see it. And that person was with him. He said, "Lord, open his eyes," and he can actually see all the angels and the host of heaven all around him. Really think about what I'm saying here. You need a vessel. You need a vessel to be able to walk around in this streaming. It's a stream. It's a streaming. It's a spiritual movie. It's a spiritual movie. And so my point of all this was to tell you this, that I'm getting ready to tell you. Because you're in a elevator type situation where you reap what you sow, karma's going to get you, whatever you want to call it, echoes, the light reflects back, sound reflects back, a boomerang reflects back. His word won't return void. Everything comes back because God sent out of his seed for an harvest for his elect. He's drawing all men to himself. Even Eve is a piece cut off, cut back into Adam. So everything's a piece cut off, being cut back in. Now the devil and his minions, they're not being cut back in. And they're they're not happy about the fact that we're still here and we're still functioning. They pretty much, just like when you have a born-again Christian who know, when you run up on another born-again, you know that person's born-again. It's something in you that just tells you. And so they're the same way. When they run up on another goat, they know that the other person's a goat. They just know it. So this vessel in this streaming reality, which is a projection from the cross, the devil's trying to get you to believe a lie. God wants you to believe a truth. The Holy Spirit, greater is He that is in you than He's in the world. So you're going to be approaching truth more and more, and they're going to be approaching fake reality more and more, and there's a big division going on, and it's happening right now. You actually see it. And so these reflections, if you're aware of your inner man, these reflections are fractally manifesting all the time. What's the purpose of it? It's just like in engineering. It's called a feedback loop. So when you put your car on automatic speed control, it has a feedback loop. Every few seconds, it's given feedback. And so the universe, which you can, universe is one term. If you want to call it a universe, it's actually, you're in the Word. So the universe or the Word is all around you, and it's giving you a feedback loop. God is the universe. And I'm not saying the universe is God. I'm saying God, everything is inside of God. The mind of Christ. The script. Your script. Scripture. So it's a feedback loop. And God can read your mind because He made you. He knows what you're thinking. And the universe knows what you're thinking. So it's giving you a feedback loop because you're being pushed and impelled to the mind of Christ more and more. As we see the day approaching, it's happening faster and faster and faster. So the saints, we're all on the same path. Some are a little bit advanced, some are a little bit behind, some are still caught up with the lies of the system. But all the saints are on the same path. And as we approach the mind of Christ, the synchronicity, the communion, the love, the truth, it starts to coalesce into all the parts coming together to make a big puzzle. And so all the pieces come together and all the puzzle pieces fit, and you have one big puzzle piece, and all the pieces are fitting together, and it comes back to praise and worship and honor and glory and love and truth. And when I say love, agape love, love your neighbors, yourself. And I told somebody today, I said, look, you know how to forgive. I meditated on it for 10 years and I know how to forgive anybody because everybody's at a different stage. But some people get stagnated and go the wrong path. But everybody's on that same path if they're saved. But the ones who go off on another path, that could have been you, but God saved you. So you can love your enemy, love your neighbor. You can forgive anybody. You don't have to be in bitterness because you know they're just on a different path of the true path. And you know you've stepped off the path yourself and went the wrong path at times. Long story short. As you get up in the morning, even right now, there's stuff reflecting. And if you're introspective, you can see it. But if you're not, karma's going to get you. You're going to reap what you sow. And you're doing it anyway, but you're just not aware of it. But if you start to become aware, you start to see it, and the other person that's over there, you're actually you're both at source, but one person's in the flesh mind, one's more in the spirit mind. And so when you're interfacing face to face, you're dealing with a creature who's disconnected or connected, and it's like being at a computer screen. But you're really touching in the spirit. Everything's quantum connected in the spirit, in Christ. But you feel separated. And the only reason you feel separated is because the flesh mind separates. The spirit mind is unity. The flesh is division. And so in the spirit, there's oneness. I remember reading a verse. You know, this happened a lot, a long time ago, 20 years ago. I'd be reading my Bible and read a verse, and I'd go to church and the preacher preached on it. I thought, how is that even possible? It's the spirit oneness. Time doesn't exist in the spirit. And so everything that you're doing, God is aware. When you become aware that God is everywhere at all times, you're connected to Him in the spirit, and everything that's happening is a potter, clay, Turing machine. He's turning out copies. You're in a copy machine. And so you're swimming and walking and living and breathing in Him. You're in the Word. Everything is a derivative. So this wall that I'm touching, it's a derivative of the Word. It's solid. And the whole purpose of the object is to, as an object lesson, to get you in your solid state of mind, to get you in stability so that your ship can't be capsized by these rats. These rats want to get into your ship, steal, kill, and destroy, but you keep the rats out. They want to destabilize your body ship and overturn your ship. That's what's happening. And so they want, the best way for an enemy or a devil to overturn your ship is give you conflicting information. So instead of you focused on the Bible and the truth and the Word and walking by faith, they want you focused on the natural plane, the horizontal plane instead of the vertical. They want you focused on the cares of this life instead of walking by faith. That's what's happening. So you're like in a little cube elevator in your little 666 cube, and you're interfacing with other people in their little 666 cube. And the only way to unfold the cube is go through the cross, and then you can be in unity in the spirit with those who are saved. But those who are not saved, they're in their 666 box. It could be a denominational box or anything, but it's a box, and that's why you got Amazon shipping boxes, you got a house box, a car box, everything in this reality. You're living in a box down here in the natural. But in the spiritual, you're in the spirit. So when you close up the cross, you get a box. Your house is a box. Your apartment is a box. Your mobile home is a box. Your business is a box. Your office is a box. Your microwave is a box. Your washing machine is a box. You ship products in a box. Everything's in a box. Your human ideology is in a box. You try to put God in a box. Everything's in a box. And so when you get out of the elevator, you go through the door by faith, the box unfolds, and what do you get? Oneness, unity, freedom. Anybody in a box is cramped up, and they're legalistic. They're not free. They're like legalists and pharaohs, and they want you to come into their box. And why do they want you in their box? Because they want to feed off of you, because they're dying in the box. They're a slave to their box, so they think if they bring you into the box, they can eat and vampire off of you while they're in the, and then somebody else can come into their box. But you stay in your freedom, and you don't go back to the box life. You don't go back to the cube life. I could have made a lot of money if I wanted to live the cube life. I couldn't do it. I work with my hands, and I move around. The cube life almost killed me. I tried it. 2 or 3 times. Truss design, estimator, electrical estimator. I've tried it 2 or 3 times. But it almost killed me because I'm in a little box. I can't even wear a watch. Every time I wear a watch, it hurts my wrist and the watch ends up breaking. Because I'm outside of time in Christ. Long story short, you're interfacing in your cube. Your body's still in the cube, your flesh body. You're interfacing with other people in their cube, but they're trying to bring you into bondage to get you to overturn your body ship and then get you tied into their agenda, their will. Instead of doing God's will, they want you doing their will. That's what's happening to people. If you can understand what I just told you, you pretty much got it. You can unfold it in many different ways, but you're going to come back to the same truth. The reason you're still down here in the natural is because you've still got lessons to learn, and there's still some old Adamic traits that need to be cut out, you know. That's all.